You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built.
What's the fear of failure? I got to think it's a big deal, you know, in sports, just like it is in exercise and working out.
It is, you know, and the fear of failure. Let's break it down a little bit. So first, fear or phobia is a type of anxiety disorder characterized by a persistent, intense, irrational fear of an object, activity, or a situation. Failure is non-performance of a desired outcome. So fear of failure could apply to just about any activity or situation, depending on the individual and their circumstantial history. So according to the Canadian Psychological Association, 1 in 10 Canadians suffer from some sort of phobic condition.
Really?
Yeah. Do you find that surprising at all?
Well, I guess it depends. Like, some phobic condition might be, you know, might be worse than others, right? Like, something like you could be scared of spiders, but you only see one once in a blue moon, so it doesn't impact you, right? So,
right.
I guess 10% doesn't surprise me. I'd be curious to know what the phobias are. So that would now, when it comes to sport, though, what's the leading cause of a lot of fear of failure for athletes?
Well, again, that's a complex question, and it's very individual, but in some cases thought to be rooted in past traumatic experiences or learned or inherited behavior from a family member, perhaps. On the more simplistic side, it could be something as simple as a fear of a coach's disapproval, fear of letting down the team or your parents, fear of reduced playing time if you're not performing well, fear of costing your team a win, or just maybe fear of embarrassment, especially for younger athletes, fear of embarrassment. But even it seems to be happening with the Oilers too. Maybe there's some fear there. But fear at any level can cause athletes to experience anxiety. And when we have high amounts of anxiety, it inhibits our ability to perform at our best.
Well, yeah, and that definitely can be, well, lack of confidence, right? Does lack of confidence fall into fear of failure?
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. Confidence is everything. And we're going to touch on that, I think, here and some other questioning. But, no, it's a big one for certain.
So how do you overcome feelings of fear in sport or physical activity?
Well, first, be fit for your sport or your activity. That's a no-brainer. That means attaining a high level of physical strength in conjunction with your aerobic capacity. Being physically fit breeds confidence in your athletic ability. Number two, set training goals, specifically process goals over outcome goals. Examples of process goals, focus on mastering skills. Focus on the process of the mental game development. Start thinking like Gretzky. Understand how he approached the game or other, you know, great athletes in their sport. Learn tactical competition strategies. Master the process goals and the outcome goals, like winning, become a byproduct of that process. So those are the like kind of common approaches, Greger, those two. But there's some uncommon approaches out there. And the one that I found sort of interesting as I looked over some data, there's a research psychologist, Meryl Kind, that's developed what she calls the MEMRIC method for phobia sufferers. And it works like this. She'll have a patient put in a clinical situation, and she'll trigger a fear memory by exposing the patient to a situation that they fear. Then Dr. Kind then adds a new dimension to the experience, such as challenging the patient that might be, say, afraid of heights, not to close their eyes. Dr. Kind suggests that this is a signal to the brain to update the memory. Normally that fear memory would be resaved in the brain overnight when the patient sleeps, for example. But Dr. Kind has found that if the patient takes a single dose of a beta blocker after the memory is triggered, it disrupts this resaving process. Now in her research, she's suggesting that she's got 80% of her patients that have participated have been successful with overcoming their fear of phobia. And to date, she's had no reported relapse. Now, could we apply this to sport? too early to say. There hasn't been a lot of research done. She has not done any research in the sporting world. And clinical trials obviously have to be much larger. The sample size is pretty small on this. But if anybody's interested, there's a documentary, The Science of Fear, where they kind of dive into it. And you could go to your whatever streaming platform you like and research that. And I'm sure it might be an interesting view. But it did sort of pique my curiosity, especially when she says that it was a one-time event and people were overcoming some fears just with one session.
It is interesting, but I'm assuming as a trainer, Jeff, like you must get a lot of people who, you know, when they get over a bar or under, depending on what the weight lift is, they can psych themselves out, right? They just, oh, geez, I can't lift this. Right? How do you push people past that to set new, personal bests?
Well, it's starting with appropriate goals at the time relative to the athlete's ability. So I think, learning good biomechanical patterning in the circumstance that you just outlined and starting off with loads that you can conquer and making athletes understand that there's a process of adaptation involved and what that timeline looks like. So they have a realistic expectation of when they're going to be able to, conquer a personal best or reach their potential. It doesn't happen overnight. And time is everything, but that's where the education process comes into play.
Awesome stuff, Woodsy. I appreciate it, man. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jason.